You could say it was the bus line of the 1800s, a network of transportation that could take you just about anywhere a person needed to go. Passengers and cargo have changed, but this route is still an important one today. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Today, most of us drive cars and trucks to get where we need to go. In the mid-1800s in Savannah, Tennessee, it was another mode of transportation that dominated life.
I think that it's absolutely fascinating. There were large fleets and a number of companies that operated these steamboats.
Kent Collier is a curator at the Tennessee River Museum.
You could compare it to a modern-day bus line. If I'm here in Savannah and I want to go to Saltillo, I'd just stand on the riverbank when one came by and wave, and he'd come over and drop the plank, pick me up, and when I wanted to get off, we'd do the same thing. And they were pretty much running all day long.
The sound of steamboat whistles was common, as was the splash of paddle wheels. The life of a ship was often brief, as many grounded, sunk, or deteriorated in just a few years' time.
They typically named them after cities along the river that they served. There were two cities of Savannah's. After the first one was lost, they built another one.
But boat traffic through Savannah is still very common. However, the types of ships and cargo has changed.
We have a dozen, probably, towboats come by every day hauling everything from grain to coal, rockets headed to Cape Canaveral. I mean, you name it, just about everything travels on this river.
Those rockets are transported from Huntsville, Alabama, on the Tennessee, Ohio, Mississippi rivers to the Gulf and on to Cape Canaveral. In fact, the Tennessee River itself stretches over 650 miles, providing a water route for ships yet today. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.